This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian.
And Rich Ball.
And we are doing our post-election edition of Free Talk Live here tonight. Of course, last night the show inevitably included a discussion about whether or not people should even bother to vote, with Johnny Ray taking the anti-voting side. Rich Paul, you're not necessarily against voting, right?
I'm not against voting, especially in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, everything is strategically different. But I'm not opposed to voting, but I would not make it my only activism. I would not vote instead of working for anarchy. I vote to try and keep the man off our backs while we're working for anarchy.
Yeah, I think that liberty activists should do, you know, whatever it is that feels right to them. And I can understand why somebody is opposed to voting. I can understand sort of the moral argument for it. I don't necessarily agree with it. And I also agree that voting isn't really activism. It's like the bare minimum that anybody could do to try to affect change. I think that you have to go above and beyond that and, you know, do more than just vote.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that voting is activism, but I would say that running for office is activism.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the other reasons that I vote, is because even people who didn't necessarily think the 420 rally was the best way to legalize marijuana came out to my rally and supported my activism because I'd gone to the work to put it together. So I feel the same way about a political candidate that, you know, they're doing what they're doing and I should support their activism even if it's not my you know, my chosen way.
Absolutely. Although I've heard rumor you might be running for political office soon, Rich.
Well, it could definitely happen. it depends on whether my suspended sentences would keep me off the ballot.
I don't believe they would because they never stopped me when I was running for political office on suspended sentence, and I imagine they would have done everything they could to stop me.
I would think. Well, in that case, yeah, I'm going to take this opportunity to announce my candidacy for something.
Whatever's next. I can tell you that at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, we've got city council. In New Hampshire, it seems like there's always an election happening. Every 2 years, every state house seat gets turned over or has the opportunity of being turned over. The governor, the state senators, it's all every 2 years in New Hampshire. Some states it's, you know, 4 years. But here it's 2 years, so that's always happening. And then in the Keene area where we live, the odd years that aren't those every 2 years are city elections. So it's every single year there's an election going on here.
Did you hear the New Hampshire State House become the subject of a joke on the, I think, the Daily Show?
No, what now?
Well, basically, he said, you know, it only took 300 people for King Leonidas to hold off the Persians at Thermopylae. So why does New Hampshire need 400 and some odd people to pass the law?
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to comment, we've got the list of the ballot measures. Rich is a big fan of marijuana decriminalization and legalization. I'm sure you've already heard.
And marijuana in general.
Yeah, I'm sure you've already heard the good news about Alaska, Oregon, and the semi-good news about Washington, D.C. We'll give you the latest on that. What happened yesterday across the country, and if you've got something you want to share, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to William in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, William.
Hey, I hope all's well.
Hi, William. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went ahead and voted yesterday, and it was a very smooth process and all that good stuff. I'll tell you what, I mean, it's very frustrating for me because we're definitely, nobody will deny that we're voting for the lesser of two evils. And that's really a sad state for this country to be in.
Mm.
And it's frustrating for me because people say, oh, you know, you don't have the right to gripe if you don't vote. So I kind of tell you my voting history a little bit. I've voted for two presidents who both got elected. I got screwed over. I'm refraining from using the F word.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you kicked me off anyway. And then I also, you know, I voted for people that I knew wouldn't win, like Ron Paul and stuff like that. I got screwed over, you know, and I haven't voted. Then I got screwed over. So I get really annoyed and frustrated when people say, oh, if you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain. It's kind of like somebody says, oh, do you want to be beat with a whip or do you want to be beat with a belt, you know?
Yeah, it's a ridiculous statement, the idea that, you know, you can't complain if you don't vote. I mean, if you are choosing between two terrible options, I don't blame anybody for not making a choice. And, you know, there's some races where I will refuse to vote for the candidates that are being proposed by the Republicans and Democrats. And, you know, I'll write somebody in, for instance, mm-hmm. or just leave it blank entirely.
Yeah, I voted for Gary Johnson last year.
So. Go ahead,
yeah, and I've done, that too. I think I know I've written names in, and I want to say I voted for Gary Johnson, but anyway, the whole point is that it's just a very disempowering action, really. I mean,
yeah, I bet it can feel that way, especially when you're living in a place like Texas, you know, where there's just no chance for freedom to arise anytime in the foreseeable future. But you know, it's an interesting sensation, William, to contrast what you experienced with what we were experiencing last night, seeing the results coming in, where here in New Hampshire, and thank you for the call tonight, William, here in New Hampshire, you can actually see people you know winning election. I mean, where else does that happen? I mean, where we're looking down the list of people who are winning and, you know, the results last night, and you can't count on two hands. There were at least 15 Free State Project participants who won last night, according to the list created by the people who hate the Free State Project.
Yeah, you can count them on three hands, but still, yeah. that's pretty impressive. And, you know, I wasn't watching the election results come in, but I was so pleased this morning. And the most important thing to me is it's more than last time. I think last time we had 12. So, you know, it was actually moving in the right direction.
No doubt. It was actually 12 in 2010. It went to 11. It actually went down a little bit in 2012.
Oh, really?
And now it is up to at least 15. Some are saying 20. But mm-hmm. the people who are saying 20 won't reveal who the other five names are. So I don't feel comfortable saying 20. So I'm going to say at least 15.
Okay, yeah, let's say at least 15. I would be surprised if there weren't a few stealth candidates out there, mm-hmm. but... you let them do their thing.
So this was big news. We're going to continue. We'll talk more of the detail on what has happened here in New Hampshire and what that means for the future of freedom in not just New Hampshire, but the rest of the country. We can talk about that coming up here in moments. We've got Kim first, though, in Orlando. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, Kim. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, goodness. I'm calling to talk about Florida.
Oof. Oh, poor Florida.
I'm in charge of the Amendment 2 for medical marijuana down here, the Yes on 2 campaign. And
oh, wow. You're in charge of it.
Yeah.
That seems like a big, big campaign to be in charge of. Now, Kim, before you get into what you're calling about, I've got some questions since you're in charge of that campaign. First of all, our listeners, in case they don't know, in case they haven't heard, one of the big results today of the ballot measures is that Florida, despite getting 58% to vote for medical marijuana via ballot measure, did not pass said ballot measure because 60% was required, as I understand it. And you're actually on the show, Kim, tonight here with two former people who lived in Florida, myself and Rich Paul. I spent most of my life down there up until age 26 when I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So it's a bummer to see that happen. How many signatures did you have to get to even get this thing on the ballot in the first place?
Oh, yes, 687,000 signatures.
My gosh.
687,000.
Now, I know
more than
it's
half a million.
Yeah,
I know what it's like to do petitioning, and it is something where if you can't do it yourself, you've got to pay somebody a buck per signature. So you must have had some serious money behind this campaign. If you can hang on, Kim, we'll bring you back, and we can talk about your experience there. And are you going to try it again? Because they only needed 2% more, and they would have gotten the medical marijuana through. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What was your experience? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, dial in toll-free to bring up whatever's on your mind. The number's 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to comment on the election that took place yesterday nationwide. There were all manner of different ballot measures, and there are some of them that we'll focus on here in a little bit. In fact, we actually have the organizer of the Florida Amendment Number 2, or Ballot Measure 2, or whatever it was called, the one that was supposed to legalize medical cannabis. Now, Rich Paul, you're originally from Florida, or at least you spent quite a bit of time down there.
Most of my adult life.
Did you have any prediction in advance on this Florida vote with the medical?
I didn't. I wasn't really keeping up with it. I was incarcerated until about 2 weeks ago, and
yeah.
I've been attending to other needs since I got out.
Sure. So had you even heard about it since you got out?
I knew that there was one happening, but I didn't really know the details of it.
So we're gonna get back to the lady on the line here. She is the head of organizing behind the movement, which was fairly large to make this happen. There was a lot of people talking. An old friend of mine said he was talking with people at work, and he was really disappointed with how many people just really didn't understand this issue. He said that people were saying they were going to vote against the medical cannabis provision because they were worried that kids were going to get their hands on cannabis. Kim, I imagine you're calling from Orlando tonight. I imagine you encountered some pretty ridiculous objections to this as you were trying to convince people, too. What was your experience in the streets?
Well, in the streets, that's the most disheartening thing, is in the streets, most of the people were in agreement and said, yes, we're going to vote. And, we were getting thumbs up all the time. And it just, I'm still stunned. I still can't believe it. But regardless, Sheldon Adelson, this huge billionaire, he's like the eighth wealthiest person in the world, decided that he was going to fight us. And he just kept throwing millions and millions and millions of dollars at advertising.
Wow.
And
did you consider reaching out to the Koch brothers for on your side?
I am sure that they were reached out to. Yes, we reached out to everybody.
Okay, because I know they're on the right side of the medical marijuana thing. And,
So were there
any sort of exit polls that gave you an idea of who voted in what way? Because I imagine it was elderly folks who voted overwhelmingly against this.
Yes, right, right. The 65 and over are the ones that we lost the biggest percentage of.
Do you know what the spread was at 55 and up?
I do not know.
Okay.
How did you get the information that it was the older folks who were voting against you? How did you come across that?
This is a huge campaign, and we have lots of professionals and staff, so people just shoot me the facts. I get emails all the day telling me what's going on. So I'm not sure where the fact came from my fact getter.
I see. So
were you running opinion polls?
Pardon me?
Were you running opinion polls before the election?
Yeah. Yes. We've done a lot of polls.
And did they match the results you actually got?
The last poll we did showed 62% approval. So no, it did not match.
Now, this is a huge, because you got 58% when it all was said and done. This was a huge effort. You mentioned that you had to get 600 and, or that you collected 687,000. What was the requirement? Was that the requirement, 687,000, or was the requirement like 400,000 and you collected that many?
No. The requirement was 687,000. We collected close to 1.5 million.
1.5 million. Wow. And how many did they disqualify?
I don't know. It was about a 25%. Rejection.
Disqualification.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is no small matter to get this level of petitioning taken care of. I imagine you had quite the team of paid professional petitioners. This must have cost at least $1.5 million, from what I understand. I mean, how much money did it take to put this on?
It ended up costing about $4 million to get it on the ballot.
$4 million. How does one go about beginning the process of raising $4 million? I mean, I wouldn't even know where to go to get $400,000, let alone $4 million. I mean, do you just have connections?
No, I started this whole movement. I actually started like 6 years ago. So I worked real hard, grassroots, style for 4 years. And we have a local trial attorney here that is in Orlando, but he has offices all over the nation. And his brother is a quadriplegic in a wheelchair and uses medical marijuana. And so he decided that he was going to take on this cause this year. And so he funded.
I heard about that. Was that the Morgan Colling and Gilbert guy?
Exactly. Yes.
Amazing. You maybe remember this guy from living in Tampa, Rich Paul. He was constantly on television, like daytime television, advertising his, I think it's like just an accident kind of an attorney, you know, accident and injury. And this gentleman was like on the back page of the phone book. I mean, this guy obviously is doing very, very well. And I mean, if you can afford the back page of the phone book and television ad time, you probably have a few million dollars to your name. So the $4 million was all pretty much bankrolled by this attorney?
For the most part, yes. Yeah,
incredible.
We did have a few hundred thousand come in here and there, and the numbers, you know, I think we ended up with over 5,000 individual donors. You know, so we were doing a pretty good number of internet, donations and stuff like that. But really, without somebody like John Morgan in Florida, you're not going to get something on the ballot. You know, you just have to have money here. That's just what it is. So
yeah. The reason, by the way, for our listeners that don't know, the reason that 60% was the requirement in Florida, whereas Alaska, Oregon, they also had some medical cannabis, they actually had legalization, but theirs was 50%. That was the level they had to reach. The reason why it was 60% is because in Florida, the ballot measures are actually constitutional amendments. So that's why there's that higher level of a requirement. That hurdle that you have to get over. Do you think this is something that you – go ahead.
Back in 2006, we used to have the 50% requirement. And back in 2006, somebody did a constitutional amendment that thought we needed 60%.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
Unbelievable that the voters voted this in. And even that amendment only passed by 55%.
So this was a pretty costly thing. Lots of hours were put into this, and obviously, 58% is darn close. I mean, are you planning on starting another petitioning campaign?
Oh, yeah.
How long, by the way, did it take you to collect 1.5 million petitions?
That we did in – it was less than a year. That's why it cost so much money. You have to pay more the closer it is to the deadline.
But
I believe we ended up doing it in 9 months, I believe it was. Mm-hmm.
Amazing. So when does the process begin again? Is that your plan?
So, yeah, we already got the call into the attorney to see if there's any way we can change the language to maybe make it more amicable for people. We're starting the process all over again. And we're taking the 58% that we got, and now we can go to the legislators. In the past, when we go up there and try to lobby these idiots, they say, oh, we don't have any support for that issue.
Right.
And now we can show them, medical marijuana got more votes than our governor or our attorney general or probably most of the people on the darn ballot,
Kim, I thank you for calling to share tonight. Can you give out, a website or somewhere people can go to
absolutely.
Learn more about this?
Yes. It's unitedforcare.org is our website.
UnitedForCare.org. For those of you down in Florida who want to help out, Kim, thanks for the call tonight. Really appreciate it. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know what? Whoever wins in the national elections, generally, we lose. And not just you and I lose because, well, the Republicans and Democrats certainly agree that they want to control your life even more. But one of the other things they agree on is war. Warmongering all around the globe, killing innocent people. And there's one website that does an amazing job of keeping you up to date on all the horrible things going on around the world, antiwar.com. They've got the answers, the facts, and the readership. But what antiwar.com doesn't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media at their beck and call. All antiwar.com has is you. The antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew with minimal pay. They're committed to keeping the website up with the best of the worst of all the bad news, but they can't do it for free. They can't do it without you. They need your donation. Please go to antiwar.com and donate or call them today. They proudly and gladly take Bitcoin, by the way. That's antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the states. Ian and Rich with you here in the studio tonight. We'll take your calls about whatever you want, especially if you've got comments on yesterday's election. Look, if it's, you know, one Democrat versus a Republican, I don't really care who won, because in most places it doesn't matter a hill of beans who wins those elections. But the ballot measures are interesting from around the country. We just talked to the lady who organized, which is a huge effort, the ballot measure in the state of Florida to make it so that Florida finally has medical cannabis. Florida, of course, a state that is packed full of elderly folks who, in theory, many of them could benefit from medical cannabis, yet it was many of the elderly who voted against the measure. It got 58% of the vote, which in many places would be enough for a ballot measure to pass, but in Florida, ballot measures amend the Constitution, so 60% was required, and they only got 58%, so it didn't cut it. They're gearing up already for the next try at this, which I presume will be in 2 to 4 years. I don't know how long they'll have to wait to give it a go. What was it, every 2 years they had an election in Florida, Rich, or was it every four? I don't even remember.
I don't recall. I only remember Florida politics being depressing.
Yeah, I don't. I can tell you I don't miss Florida. I love being in New Hampshire. Rich, you and I moved here as have done over 1,600 or around 1,600 people. We moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and the idea was to get liberty-minded people who agree that the government is way too big and we need to have a government, I think, that according to the Free State Project, that its maximum role would be the protection of life, liberty, and property. Of course, many of us would prefer it have no role whatsoever. And people who describe themselves as libertarians or anarchists or voluntarists have been making the move. And many of them are coming this week, next week. There's people coming all the time here because they're sick and tired of how things are going in places like Florida, Illinois, or wherever it is that you happen to live if you don't live in New Hampshire. I saw Tony Styles. I don't know if you know Tony, but he's a liberty-oriented talk show host in Omaha, Nebraska. He was posting on his Facebook today how frustrated he is with the situation, the status quo, there in Nebraska. And, of course, you know, as I always do, I suggested that he pack up and get the hell out of there and come to New Hampshire. And he said that he's just about halfway ready to do that at this point.
Well, enough people did it. If enough people did it, we could make a paradise up here. We really could.
And it would be relatively quick, I think.
Yeah.
Because right now, at just over 1,600 people in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which, by the way, we have over 16,000 pledged to move. We want to reach 20,000 who will make that pledge. Mm-hmm. But 1,600 are here, and many of them are early movers, as it's called. These people are already getting elected. We had 15 free staters get elected, at least 15. Some are saying 20 last night. And that's up from about a dozen previously to that. And you add into that the fact that people inside the state, people who love the state, are calling for the Free State Project, quote, the single greatest threat to the state, unquote.
Well, there's that
already.
But that's not the view of all of the locals. And let's face it, in order to be a voting bloc large enough to make a big difference, each of the 20,000 free staters who moves here is going to need to convince about 10 locals. This can't be a hostile takeover. It has to be a matter of getting in and winning the hearts
Absolutely.
And the minds of the people who live here. And even the people who say they don't like what I do in terms of alcohol, or in terms of activism, alcoholism, activism, even they will come up to me and say, you know, I really agree with the ideas that you guys are putting forward. And I'm amazed how libertarian New Hampshire really is.
Oh, absolutely.
The people.
It's a great place to start a project like this, like the Free State Project. Florida, I don't remember how many millions of people are in Florida, but there's a lot of them. It's one of the most populated states out there, you know, not quite as populated as Texas or California, but I think it's either number 3 or 4. And I'm sorry, but there's just the system is way too it's too protected there. The politicians there, you can't talk to them. They're not interested in what you have to say. They'll pretend like they're interested during campaign season, but then you never see hide nor hair of them after that. And we were talking about last night how, in places like Florida and other places, you can't reach these politicians. But in New Hampshire, you can call them up and they'll answer their home phone. You can call them. I mean, their home phone numbers in a lot of cases are listed on the state website. Cell phone numbers. I've called cell phones of these politicians before when they're in office. That's just an incredible level of being able to connect with these individuals that you just don't get anywhere else. So there's a lot of political reasons why New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project. And there are a lot of, in fact, there's great reasons for it. There's 101 of them over at Free State Project's website. And there's actually a brand new trailer that came out today for the brand new 101 Reasons Liberty Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. You could live here if you moved here. But the movie is coming out that's taking the document we've talked about for years on this show, which to me was a very persuasive reason to move to New Hampshire. I was one of the original voters on the, you know, which state would be the destination for the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. And that 101 Reasons document existed back then. It's been updated since then, obviously. But that was so persuasive to me. Now we're going to see that in video form coming out 5 days from now, actually. It's Monday the 10th is when the 101 Reasons documentary film is going to be released, and the trailer is out now. So if you go to 101 Reasons Film or 101reasonsfilm.com, I believe they've posted it up there.
Yeah, I didn't actually vote on the selection of New Hampshire. I was a member at that time, but I figured wherever they go, I'm going to go. And some people might decide, you know, if they don't get their favorite state, they're not going to move. So I'll let them decide what state we're going to get.
You know what? I take my statement back. The 101 Reasons Film, 101reasonsfilm.com. I believe they've been so busy, I don't think they've actually updated the website with this yet. But if you go to... Maybe they have. I'll double check that, but I'm checking on it right now. But if you go to their Facebook page, it is definitely listed there. I shared it out today as well. So go and check out that trailer. I'm excited about it. I'm one of the co-producers of the movie because I signed on knowing that I know who the editor is of the film, Bo Davis. And he just did such a fantastic job with Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which was the movie that I executive produced. I thought, gosh, I got to sign on to this. I mean, if I can get behind what Bo's doing now and help this 101 Reasons film get out, very exciting. We'll talk more about that on Monday. I just wanted to let people know the trailer is out, so go and check that out and feel free to share it. In fact, I'll put it up on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter here in a little bit, so it'll make it easy for you to find. But go and check out the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. It's the answer. Look, I was really tired of banging my head up against the wall in Florida, and that's what it was. I mean, running political campaigns for the libertarians there. I think their libertarian candidate got over 3% this time, and the libertarians in Florida are cheering like this is some sort of great victory. If you want to actually see libertarians getting elected, then come to New Hampshire. It's happening here.
Yeah, it's great to be able to walk up to my friend and have him be a legislator and know he's voting for liberty.
Yeah, absolutely true. To see someone you know, not just one person you know getting elected doesn't happen anywhere else. Here, it's hard to count how many people that we know that are getting elected. It's amazing stuff that's happening. More on the way. You can take control. More on the ballot measures nationwide coming up. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Majid lives in Nor Deven, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, by the way. I don't think I mentioned that tonight. You can contact us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Maybe you would like to comment on the election yesterday. We'd love to hear what your experience was. Perhaps you were a liberty-minded person running for political office. Maybe you won. I actually asked the question, Rich Paul, on our Facebook page last night. Hey, did you know any libertarian people actually win outside of New Hampshire? I didn't think they did. Turns out there was actually apparently a libertarian elected mayor in some town in Arkansas.
Well, groovy.
So, yeah, so libertarians have managed to get elected in some places, but for the most part, libertarian returns were dismal, as they always are. I looked down the list of somebody had claimed online last night that Texas had two libertarian wins, and turns out their claim was just wrong. They were just given misinformation. I looked, couldn't find that at all. Libertarians there were not doing very well. They weren't doing any differently than any libertarians anywhere else. In fact, libertarians running in Florida and Texas in two-way races, it was hard for them to pull more than 15 to 20%, even in a two-way race. Mm-hmm. Three-way races had them pulling their typical, you know, 1 to 0.5% to 3% range. And man, that really just starts to grate on you as the longer you are a libertarian activist, the more frustrating that becomes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what made me an anarchist.
Is that right?
It's a big part of it. I mean,
the failure of the political failure of the Libertarian Party.
Yeah, I mean, I was a libertarian for a party libertarian, and I'll still vote libertarian, but I was really serious about being a party libertarian for a while there, and they just never, not only did they never win, but what I wanted to do was at least spread the ideas, and they couldn't get into the debates. You know, nobody since Ross Perot has gotten into the debates.
They've set the rules to make it very, very difficult for the libertarians or Greens or anybody else who's a third party to get into those things.
Yeah, which is a brilliant piece of misdirection, because we think of the election as happening in November, but really the important part of it happens in the primary season.
Absolutely. So If you want to share your experience, please do. There's actually a relevant story here, Rich Paul, to what we're talking about of the failure of the Libertarian Party over time. The failure politically, I should clarify. It was the Libertarian Party that brought me into this movement. So there is that. They are doing the job of getting the message out to some extent, but obviously they're hamstrung by the political process.
Yeah, and also I would not be – well, I don't know that I would not be a Libertarian today, but – the path that I took into libertarianism was also through the Libertarian Party. So,
right. So credit
they've definitely had some success.
Yeah, credit where credit is due. But here's a story from Time Magazine about the libertarian spoiler effect, because this is one of the big complaints that people in the other political parties will level against libertarians. They'll claim they're spoiling the election, that the voters will vote in one way or another, and those votes will be taken away from a Republican or Democratic candidate, and therefore the Libertarian Party candidate acts as a spoiler. But according to an analysis by Time Magazine, that just doesn't happen, which is kind of a surprise, I think, to a lot of people. Here's a story from Time. Almost no one seriously thinks that Sean Hoff will be the next senator from North Carolina, and he didn't win. I think he got about 3%+. But political observers in both major parties are worried that the pizza delivery man and libertarian candidate could siphon enough votes to sway the election, likely to be one of the closest in the country on Tuesday. And the stakes couldn't be higher. Any one election could determine control of the Senate in 2015. But for which party has more to fear from Sean Hoff? Kentucky Senator Rand Paul campaigned for Republican nominee Tom Tillis in early October, a move seen as an attempt to shore up libertarian-leaning Republican voters. More recently, however, the American Future Fund, a conservative outside spending group, bet $225,000 that Hoff could flip the election in the Republicans' favor with an ad campaign focused on his unembarrassed enthusiasm for marijuana, aimed to draw away younger supporters of Democratic incumbent Kay Hagan. So they were putting out advertising, and somebody actually called from North Carolina to tell us about this earlier this week. They were putting out advertising promoting – so Republicans were putting out advertising promoting the Libertarian, promoting his views about marijuana, hoping that that would sway Democratic voters to vote for the Libertarian in the hopes that that would push the election to the Republican.
Wouldn't it have been easier to get their candidate to be right
to
on
marijuana? So Hoff is currently polling at around 5%, and again, he didn't even make that in the election. More than the margin between Tillis and Hagan, he's very unlikely to spoil anything other than the hopes of a few misled pot smokers. While the threat of spoiler candidates makes for breathless headlines and titillating front page reads, the real odds of this happening are extremely slim. For starters, it's very rare for a congressional contest to be decided by a margin small enough for a third-party candidate to make a difference. Of the 1,873 elections that Time examined, every House and Senate race going back to 2006, so not quite 10 years worth, but the bulk of a decade's worth of elections, not including special elections and runoffs, only 70 of those 1,873 elections, only 70 of them were won with less than 50% of the vote. And a Libertarian candidate ran in 46 of those 70 elections. The threat of a spoiler candidate is further exaggerated by the common assumption that third-party voters would otherwise turn up at the polls at all. That's the old style to think about voting, says Stanford professor John Krosnick, a social psychologist and polling expert. He says, quote, "We've now come to recognize that the candidates influence turnout. The presence of the third-party candidate can lure people to vote who otherwise wouldn't have voted at all." And that's certainly true.
Mm-hmm.
It gives people someone worth voting for. It's impossible to know with any precision how people would have behaved without the presence of a third-party candidate. And this is one of the difficulties of analyzing voting results, because you never know what you can compare it to. You can't really compare an election to other elections very effectively. You can't compare that election to the same election run a different way, because you never see the alternate reality in which, you know, the Libertarian candidate didn't run. You
right.
don't know how many people would have turned out had the Libertarian candidate not run in the first place. We'll talk more about what these the numbers that Time Magazine crunched here in a moment. Let's go to Bob, who's actually in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bob.
Hey, is this Ian?
It is, Bob. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, buddy. I'm calling from Asheville, North Carolina, and we had, you know, Kay Hagan, who's a Democrat, who's a crony capitalist, They tried to play the race card here. She didn't show up for many of the Armed Services Committee. She funneled some of her own, the federal stimulus money she voted for to her own family. So Democrats couldn't vote for her. I think that's a red herring to say that it had anything to do with marijuana. I think a lot of people like to label that to libertarians.
I'm sorry, I'm confused about what you're saying. To say that what had to do with marijuana?
That the libertarian candidate, Sean Haugh, who ran in North Carolina, you were just speaking of, and the professor who had stated that he felt like votes were siphoned off because of marijuana?
No, you've totally misunderstood. No, you've just to clarify, Bob, you totally misunderstood what was being said in the Time article. What they said was that there was a Republican group who funded advertising promoting Sean Haugh, and that the idea behind that was they thought it would somehow siphon votes away from the Democrats. What the political professor had to say was that that's a false presumption, because in a lot of cases, third-party candidates can draw voters who otherwise would not have voted.
Right. I completely understand that. I happened to call in when you were reading the article, which I find interesting for the serendipity of the timing of the call. My only point was that Tom Tillis, you should look into the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is ALEC. We have a governor here who represents a large power company. And I think what they want to do is pick a fight with the federal government and the Supreme Court, which I don't really have a problem with. I couldn't vote for the gentleman. I did vote for Sean Haugh. It had nothing to do with marijuana or any of that kind of thing. The reality is what we need to figure out is what we can do to get better candidates run libertarian, or either that, have them run, as I think I heard you say, in New Hampshire as Democrat or in Beta Party, which we did in Indiana. I helped run that libertarian party there. I think that's we need to talk about solutions instead of our own narcissistic views. You tend to go there all the time. You're talking about maybe what you want as an idealistic world. I've been up to Keene, New Hampshire, pretty cool place. I think that's the place where you can't carry a beer on the sidewalk, but they have to carry it out to a little, like...
That's one of the rules in Keene. That's certainly true. So
we're working on repealing that.
Yeah. So, I mean, as far as quality of candidates go, that's one of the problems with the Libertarian Party. And if you've got further comment, you're welcome to hang on, Bob. We can analyze this a little bit further. But this has always been a problem with the Libertarian Party. There are so few libertarians. Finding good quality candidates to actually, you know, people who are willing to run for office can be a real challenge.
Well, especially people who are willing to lose. And that's
There's
the thing.
Too.
You can get serious people to run if they think they might win.
We'll come back with more here. 855-453. That's the toll-free number here on Free Talk Live.
Is the Federal Reserve System a bunch of organized crooks? Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Edwin Vieira, and Ted Baer discuss the Fed in the Telly Award-winning movie Fiat Empire, why the Federal Reserve violates the U.S. Constitution. Inspired by the best-selling book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Fiat Empire is now available as a 2-DVD set at MoviePubs.net, RealityZone.com, and NewsWithHughes.com.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.